The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Krisus Daf Hey, the Gemara beginning of the Daf talks about the Issur Chodosh. So we'll talk a little bit L'maisa on the Issur Chodosh. We know that many people, if not most people, at least in Chutz La'aretz, are Mekel B'zman Hazeh, that they're not Makbid to eat only Yoshon, eat Tvua, that's Chodosh. L'chayra, it's a Pella, before Halachat Shulchan Aruch, Kepaskin, in Simiresh Tzadig Gimel in Yerodea, that Chodosh is also B'chol Makim, even in Chutz La'aretz, even Tvua's Nochrim. So how is it that people are mekel? So of course it's not a new minig to say people are mekel. It's been going on for several hundred years, and a lot has been written about this. So we'll just say over some of the studim that are brought in the Paiskim Lahakol, and a little bit Mashiach Shladim Mizeh. So the first one it really talks about this is already in the Rishonim in the Arzaruah Simachin Chavches, the Aruch Hashulchan Resh Tzadigimel Sivav. Brings his Azarua, and he says that this is the Ikka Yish of Lahakal. What does Azarua say? He says that there's a Gemara in Menachos, the Mishnah over there, the Gemara's Mavua, that the Mishnah holds that Tavuas Chutz La'aretz, even though it is included in the Isser Chadash, but it's only Midrabanan. Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabanan. And therefore, Zakta Azarua, when you have a Safik, if any given Tavua, any given pass, or sheikha, or any kind of a food, if you have a safik, if it's chadosh or yashan, you can be mekel, because safik drabonon, v'kula. L'maisa b'saif ha'dvarim, the Azarua says that you can be mekel b'shas ha'dchak. Why only b'shas ha'dchak? Because he's made really to the other Rishonim that Tvua, even in Chutz La'aretz, is Midraisa. However, there is one day in Tanayim that it's Midrabanan. The Gemara says, Anid Davav, that B'shas HaTchak, you could be Saimich on a Shita of the Mekilim. So, B'shas HaTchak, when you have a Suffix, then you can follow us that as Midrabanan. And since it's a Suffix, so Suffix Midrabanan Lekula. So, you need those two steps. You need, first of all, to be able to say that it's Dirabbanan. For that, you need a Shas Tchak. And even so, it's still awesome Dirabbanan. Oh, so then you have step two, that it'll help for a Safik. The Trumas Hadeshen, Simkuv Tzadik Aleph, quotes the Zerua, and he says about it, Bar Zerua HaGadol Re'isi, the cause of the Midrabbanan he, V'chein Nitchak Ba'oid L'yashiv, L'fi Sheha'oilam Ein Nizharan B'davar. So the Trumas Hadeshen is saying, like the Zerua says, that the Oilam is Mekel, and he says that the Zerua was Nitchak Ma'oid, to be miyashavit. You see, he wasn't so happy with this. But l'maisa, afilu acha kol hadoichik of the Azarua, ayin shavidvarav, if you see what he does there with his rise, he's only be mekel b'shas ha'dchak and b'safik. So this is not a very, very usable heter today, because I think in most cases, certainly in many cases, it's not a shas ha'dchak. Very often there are substitutes available for the exact same food that a person is looking for. There are substitutes available which are yashan. And also it's hard to say things are suffic, because in many cases things are very clearly chadash. Not in every case, but in many cases things are clearly chadash. Nowadays it's very easy to track everything with the codes on the packages. So again, maybe not 100%, but in many cases it's quite clear that things are chadash. B'chol life of the Bir Halacha in Archaim Seif Simen Reish Tav Pei Tes was Aymin on this. He brings those around. He says that it only helps if a Shas Tchak and a Safik. So in the Bir Halacha's time, there was certainly more of a Shas Tchak, and it was probably more of a Safik, because things weren't so clear and documented. But nowadays, it's very hard to hear that things are Shas Tchak, in maybe particular cases. But somebody who lives in a Yiddish Kehila, and the stores are full of food, which is yashan, just the person is not used to looking and checking, or he's lazy, or chadaymer, it's hard to call that a shas ha'dchak, in most cases. Okay, that's the Azarua. The Taz over there in Resh Tzadik Gimel also goes along these lines. I don't think he brings the Azarua, but he does say along these lines of shas ha'dchak, that yikibim ekel b'saymach ha'nadas yachid, the Nukud Sakesef, and the Bir Hagro over there have kashas on it, but this is all basically the first derech. The second derech is the Ber HaGoyle over there in Resh Tzadik Gimel. The Ber HaGoyle brings Yerushalmi, and he learns Pshat in Yerushalmi, which is of course cryptic and not Mukhrach, But his Pshat Yerushalmi is that Tvus Akum, Tvus that comes from a Goy, is Mutter B'Shas Hadchak. That's what the Baruch Goyle says. And the Goyin, who was actually the Baruch Goyle's Enikol, he writes that it's not the Pshat Yerushalmi, and he writes very Shaf against this particular Shtukl Baruch Goyle, even though the Goyin can say the course of the Baruch Goyle. Every time the Baruch Goyle says Ayin Bahag, it doesn't mean Halachas Gedailas. It means the Baruch Goyle. And not only that, but the Baruch Goyle was written as a Hoysofa on the Baruch Goyle. A lot of times the Goyin says Sham. And it's not clear what he's referring to, because if you look back at the piece before, there's no Shaitas. Sham in the Goyin very often refers to the Baruch Goyle. Akoponim, he was very much a Nimshel Hacharov, but in this din, he was not Makabla at all. All he says is, Yishalmi means something else. Ayin Sham. The Magen Avraham in Seif Simitav Peites in Archaim says a different head. He brings the Sefer HaTruma, and he learns Pshat in the Sefer HaTruma, that we pass in like the Tanakama, who holds that Tavus Chutz La'aretz is Midrabanan, not like I mentioned before that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that is Deraisa, rather like the Tanakama, that is Midrabanan. Okay, but what does that help? Still, it's also Midrabanan. So he doesn't say Safak Drabanan. What does he say? He's talking about even Vaday. But he says, the Sefer HaTruma says, that this Gzeirah Drabanan of Chodosh is only in the Mekaymis HaSmuchim La'aretz Yisrael, only in the Medinas, in the locales that are next to Eretz Yisrael. But anywhere else, like what Sefer HaTruma was talking about in Europe, or certainly in the American continent, it's not Samach L'Eretz Yisrael. So over there, the two that grows is not included in Issa B'chlal. So this is the Shita of the Sefer HaTruma, and then the Rebbe say everything becomes Mutter, everything except what grows near Eretz Yisrael. So that pretty much takes you all the way. You don't need to say Shas Hadchak. However, the obvious problem is that most Rishonim paskin that Tvus Chutz La'aretz is Deraisa, not Derabanan. And even among the few Rishonim who do paskin Derabanan, I'm not aware of a single other Rishon who says what Rabbeinu Baruch says, that it's only Mekaymis HaSmuchin. So this is Mamash Adas Yachid, Keneged Ala Rishonim. So it's very hard to be Samech on this. The Shagasari in Simon Aleph is Meir Chabedis, and he says that even if Tvus Chutz La'aretz is Derabanan, but it's not limited to Mekaymis HaSmuchin. And the Emes is Mashin the Magen Avraham also like this, because he brings several Rishonim who hold that Tvus Chutz La'aretz is Rabbanan. But he does not say that any of them hold like Rabbeinu Baruch, like Sefer HaTruma, that it's only Mekaymis HaSmuchin. So of course we have to assume that all the Rishonim who don't say Rabbeinu Baruch's Chiddush of Mekaymis HaSmuchin certainly don't agree with it, in which case it leaves us with Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTruma, being a Das Yachid, as we said. Now, Kiyadua, the Bachan in Reish Tzadik Gimel has a big arichas to be matir Tvuas Nochrim, Tvu that comes from Goyim, at least in Chutz La'aretz. And not only that, but he says one should not be Machmir unless you're a person who's Ruggel and Precious, and even then only privately in your house. But the Bach says a lot of Chedushim over there. We don't really have the time and this Miskaris to go through it, and he has the Kashis, but we'll just go through a little bit of what the Achrayim who came after the Bach, what they say. It seems that the Maskana of Rubam Kekulam Shal HaPaiskim is that even after all the Tzadim of the Bach and the other Tzadim we mentioned, nobody seems to be saying what the Bach says, that you may be Meikol and you should be Meikol and only a big Tzadik should be Machmir. That does not seem to be Angunam and Achrayim. Kemat everybody, even those who do not say that you have to be Machmir, it seems that they're all saying, okay, it's a shasat chak, you're stuck, it's a problem, there's nothing to eat, there's nothing to drink. In the right, in the olden days in Europe, they ate bread and they drank beer. I mean, there was very little to eat and drink in the winter if you couldn't have chodosh. So, okay, so they're saying different kinds of heterim. But I don't see anybody who's going like the Bach, that it's mamish, you know, 100% mutter, and nobody should be machmir. So let's see, what do we have here? I'm not just going to say, you don't have to trust me, I'll tell you, I'll read over what the Achrayim say. The Pnei Yeshua says this in his Kuntrus Achren in the back of Masechet Kedushin, and he has an Arichas, a little Kuntrus on Issa Chadosh, and he says like this, he comes down at the end, that there's Makom to be Mekel, but one should not just be Mekel in Gatzin. Rabbi Leib Tzins has a Kuntrus called Shem Chadosh, and he says, Naktinan mehanim ilim al yisa, that there's Yashal Mat Lismaych, from Mitzad Chutz La'aretz, Mitzad in Yehudi, and another Tzad also he talks about, V'imkein bal nefesh, b'dvarim shahim b'en yachmo l'nafshoi. He says, bal nefesh should be machmir. B'mashkin, he says, there's another tzad, that mashkin is mutter, so that he's more mekel about. In the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, Yerodei Semen Reish Yud Ches, he's mayrich to be miyashad min agoylam that's mekel. But then he says if there's a mikol makom kolzel yashad min agoylam, mikol makom vadeg shakol yirei shemayim yachmal atzmai, like the shulchan aruch and chodesh chutzot is also midai reis. The mishkan is yankiv is mayrich to be mekel, and then afterwards he says kedai hay mahagdoylam hamekilim. But he says that's only b'shas avchak. So he also was not willing to be mekel and gatzin. It's important to remember that we're talking about a shayla of an esederaisa over here. Obviously, the Chayyadim and Kal Kuflam Adveis Oisid Bey says that according to Reiv HaPoiskim, it's awesome in Hatayra, Ba'aretz B'chutzlaretz, Afilu B'tvush Al Nachrim. Ach, Kimon Shuvadaver Koshel L'Chol La'Elam. It's very difficult for people. L'Chein Tzaymich and Al HaPoiskim that is not Noig B'chutzlaretz. So we call Makayim, Kol Oyhev Nafsha Yarchik Mizeh. Person who loves his nefesh should keep away from it. The Chayyadim also writes in his Sefer Shari Tzedek, which is on Mitzvah Tlis Ba'aretz. He says again that it's Reiv HaPoiskim, it's awesome in Deiraisa, even Mishal Goy. He says, "Ve'ein chilik ben nisachadash l'isur nevela." He says, "If somebody's mekel, not sure if he's talking here about dafka mashkim or other things." Says, "I efshal limchais b'mekilim, u'mikol makim bal nefesh, kol bal nefesh yachmer al atzmei afilu pleitzis kelim oisir kachol isur." The Chok Yankov also over there in Archaim, he says only he's mayrich to be matter, but then he says only b'shas adchak. I once saw a tzava of the Nesivis. It's printed in the beginning of his Sefer Nachlas Yankov on Agadas Hashas. He says like this: Ahuvi bini, ma'oy tizaru be'isachadosh. He says you should be very careful in the isachadosh, and he brings other isurim also because it's negayed deraisa. Ve'in lusmei chal kiyotzi b'zeh b'dvarim hanegim l'isad dvar teira al kulus shehikilu achreinim liyashav haminig. He says sometimes you have achreinim who come up with different svaras. He says it's okay by the rabbanos, by the raisas you can't be saying on these things. And you can't be brings the chuvus around that you can't be saying mechana shikol hadas. It has to be a klara heta. The Rav Shulchan Aruch Tav Peites Siflamed. After he brings the matirim, he says kol bal nefesh lo yismechal matirim halalu viyachmul atzmei mechal mashav shalai. There's a chuvah from the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the Seif Chelik Chesham Mishmat Seif Siman Zayin, where he says over there, he's talking about a completely unrelated topic. But he says, "Kaigav the matzinu kamed varm shenechlegu ben poiskim rishayim oyachreinim ubedoyus shalufanenu nagu avoyis avesenu kedasa mekilin ubedoyus halalu rovu hanoigim lahachmir kamei chadash utfilos aris bezmanu kaigav natuva." He says there are many things where in the olden days people were mekel, but in the later dairis people started being machmir, and he's encouraging that. He's saying that you should be machmir once people started being machmir about it. This is connected to those who say, "Oh, if my grandfather wasn't makbid, why should I be makbid?" It doesn't matter if your grandfather wasn't makbid. If it's just a shayla of a minig, okay, so you follow your grandfather. But if it's a shayla of an isser, it's a frat and isser deraisa, so the fact that kehilas were makel hundreds of years ago, or even your grandfather, is not necessarily a reason to be makel. The frat, that it's really not sugestel, because most people whose grandfathers were makel, it's because they lived in Europe or other places where, like we said before, there was nothing to eat. So of course they were makel. It was a shayla of chayi nefesh. I don't mean literally pikuch nefesh, but it would have been a tremendous shasat chak. But somebody living in America or other Yiddish kehilas today, where you go to the store, you can find virtually anything you're looking for in the Yashon version. Maybe not the punkty exact flavor, the exact product you need to make your fancy baked goods, but b'derech klal, whatever you need, your bread and flour and cookies and crackers and pretzels and beer and almost everything that a person needs, especially the first few months of the season, you could find. So it's very hard to say, "Oh yeah, my grandfather was Mekel, so I should be Mekel." The Mishabura comes out and he says, "Afshein b'yadein alumchis b'yata mekilin, mikol mokim kol bal nefesh la yismach al haterim halalu." And then he points out an important thing. Sometimes a person says, "You know what? I can't be makbid in Gansan, so I won't be makbid at all." So Mishabura says, "No, yachmul atzmei b'chol ma'ashev shalei. As much as you can be makbid, you should be makbid." Let's say a person says, "I travel on business, I can't be makbid." Okay, so if you can't be makbid when you travel, so don't be makbid when you travel. But why shouldn't you be makbid at home? Or what if a person says, "My children go to yeshiva, and in yeshiva they serve chadash, so what am I going to do?" So what are you going to do? What you'll do is you'll let your kids eat chadash in yeshiva because you're not up to enforcing it out of the house, but in your house, your children will be makbid because you'll buy the right foods. Kind of a chayne rabbis, you know, people are in certain situations where let's say the person has parents or in-laws they go to often, and they're not makbid. Okay, so what? They're not makbid. So in their house, if you're not able to be makbid yourself, mishum dake shalom, so don't be makbid over there. But it doesn't mean in your house you can't be makbid. It's not an all or nothing proposition. That's what the Mishabura is saying over here. B'chol ma'ashev shalei, whatever you can be makbid, you should. And we'll end off with the words of Mishabura: Ki lahar be'gidei li'rishayinu ho'isa de'raisa b'chol gavni.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.